Welcome to the Everything Coworking Podcast, where you learn what you need to know about how the world wants to work. And now your host, coworking space owner and trend expert, Jamie Russo.
Welcome to the Everything Coworking Podcast, episode number 114. This is Jamie Russo. For those of you that are new to the show, I own a co-working space in Palo Alto, California. I'm the executive director of the Global Workspace Association, and through my Everything Coworking brand, I use my broad industry experience to help people start and run co-working spaces that meet their personal and financial goals. And I'm about to expand that scope and support community managers. I'm about to launch Community Manager University, which is a training and development platform for community managers to support them from day one to becoming a regional manager, if that's the track for them. The platform includes mini courses that cover the major buckets of the community manager role, including community management, operations, marketing, financial, and leadership. And the content is laid out in a graduated learning path so that the community manager can identify what content is relevant to them given their experience. They will also get resources, templates, Q&A calls, and Slack group access for peer networking. So if you're interested to learn more about that, www.everythingcoworking.com/community managers. Before we dive into today's show, I have two more things. Can't forget, GWA Conference, September 18th through the 20th in Washington, D.C. If you don't have your ticket yet, buy the darn thing. People wait forever until the last moment. Do you know what that does to people planning conferences? Sleepless nights, my friends. So we have sold a pile of tickets and we're super excited. We're well ahead of last year. So we will have a great audience and a great lineup. Wednesday is dedicated to working on your business. We have workshops on leadership systems, sales, marketing, technology, kind of all the basics of running a co-working space. And then Thursday and Friday, we have some very inspirational, forward-looking content. We have the Ritz-Carlton doing our keynote speech Thursday morning, and then they're doing a workshop for, they're doing two separate workshops for, so we can divide the group in half for the afternoon and get more hands-on, and a really wonderful lineup of other content. Check it all out at thegwaconference.com. And then before we dive in, I have to vent, this is the fourth time I've recorded this intro. So for those of you new, sorry while I go on a little rant, for those of you that are not new to the show, I have to say, I feel like there should be some sort of computer fairy that flits around helping people who run businesses get through the annoying things in a day that we have to deal with. I am definitely a bigger picture thinker, not a super, super detailed person. My inbox is not at zero and seems to be, I have downloads in my download bucket from 2016. So I use Clean My Mac and I keep trying to keep my Mac like free of space, but my other bucket is like 3/4 of my hard drive. Someone knows how to fix this, please let me know, besides using Clean My Mac, which I pay for and should solve the problem. I'd rather not, like, I feel like I need to get a new computer because my hard drive, I constantly get the, your hard drive disk is, your startup disk is full. So I didn't have enough memory, not even memory, hard drive space to record this intro. So four times I tried and it seems to be working, but I should speed this up in case it decides to stop working. So super happy to have today's guest. And I have to mention, we were introduced in the Everything Coworking Facebook group. If you're not in there, come on in. We have over 500 people in there now, almost 600. Great conversations, lots of good questions. And if you pose particularly tricky questions, I will likely respond to you with a video. There's one in there that I'm dying to go in and respond to right now, but I just did a workout and took a shower. Anyway, enough of the personal stuff. I'm going to wait until tomorrow morning when I'm, you know, more public facing. So would love to see you there. So BJ, I met BJ through his wife in the Facebook group. I think there was some conversation about co-working insurance and she jumped in and said, hey, my husband can help you with that. So BJ goes through his background. I will not spend a lot of time introducing him, but he has a background in the co-working industry and now has a custom insurance product to help co-working space owners and their members get coverage without overpaying for premiums. So he walks us through the very sexy topic of co-working space insurance and how to access it and how to not overpay. So without further ado, we'll get BJ on the line. BJ, thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm so excited we got connected. I think we have to thank your wife, who I hope to meet at some point, because she was in the Facebook group and somebody was talking about insurance and made the connection. So we got on the phone and decided we should do a podcast because while insurance is not the sexiest topic in our industry, it's an important one and people have lots of questions about it and sometimes challenges in getting insured, both for themselves as an operator and for members. And you were an operator in your recent former life. So before we dive into all things insurance, tell us about you and your background and where you are and what you're doing now. Kind of get us up to speed before we get into the technical details.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So actually, I know of your shows, your podcasts. So I've been a listener for a long time because I'm a former owner operator of a space here in Fort Myers, Florida. My background is actually, I'm a commercial real estate broker since 2006. So I started in commercial real estate and went through, you know, probably the most difficult real estate bust in the history of Florida.
Yeah.
But I made it. I'm still here, you know. And one of the things that I picked up on during my real estate career was I constantly had people asking me, well, BJ, don't you know of a space where I can go, where I can just maybe rent an office for a month? Or somewhere where I can go, you know, I'm not sure what's going to happen 6 months from now.
Traditional real estate broker's worst client, right?
Yeah, right. So after the bust, I mean, people were like, people were very uncertain.
Right.
So they're like, hey, I had to fire 20 people last year, and I don't know what's going to happen in a year. So I don't want to sign a lease for 2-3, you know, plus years. So that kind of got my wheels spinning early on. And I'd have to say that probably goes back to about 2012 or so. But I just kept carrying on with my commercial real estate business. And, you know, as things happen, obviously you hear of now this giant WeWork, which back in the, you know, 2013, 14, they were around and well known.
Yeah.
But, you know, I couldn't help but pay attention to what was going on up in New York City and San Francisco, some of the bigger cities in the country. I'm like, man, they're doing that all over the country, it seems like, in the bigger cities. And I don't see why you wouldn't be able to do this in a smaller demographic as long as you do your research and you try to do the best you can to tailor it to what that demographic needs. I had a lot of sleepless nights and I decided, hey, you know, let's do this. Let's start a co-working
facility. It was nagging
at you. Yeah, I'm like, let's start a co-working facility in Fort Myers, Florida. My wife and I have these conversations a lot. So, you know, she got behind me right away. She's like, BJ, I think it's a great idea. We should do this. And, you know, and fast forward, looking back, I don't regret a second of it. I've made some of the greatest connections and relationships that I've made, I think, in my life to this point with the people I've met in that business, the members I've met, people I still have relationships to this day. And this is all recent.
Yeah.
Endeavor, my space was called Endeavor Workspaces, and we were open up until February of 2019. However, in late 2018, you know, I started saying, hey, you know, we've been operating this for 3 years. We should think about expanding, maybe look for a new space or bigger space, maybe open another space. And as those conversations start, you can't ignore, well, you know, that's great, but how are we going to fund this? And what are we going to do? And I had a very close relationship with the guy that now happens to be my boss. And, you know, we talked about this a lot and, you know, and he wanted to get behind this and we were going to partner up and open another co-working facility. And one day, just before, maybe a week before Christmas, you know, he says to me, he says, BJ, you know, this is great and I'm 100% behind you, but have you ever thought about, you know, just coming to work for me? And I said, well, no, I never thought about that, but now, you know, now I am thinking about
right.
it. So, and what that is so Dean and Associates has been around since 1989 in the specialty insurance world. So we don't do homeowners insurance. We don't do cars. We only do the things that typically the local, you know, in-town guy doesn't do. We'll do anything from like martial arts studios, boxing matches, weddings, concerts, you name it, we do it.
So with
this conversation, I said, Mike, you know, It's really interesting because you have the ability, the company has the ability to kind of bring about new programs, and because we're the designated underwriter, so we don't have to abide by someone else's guidelines. You said, well, you know, there's a massive gap in insurance in the co-working world, and it seems to be evolving as co-working is evolving and as spaces and more operators are popping up, and then landlords are starting to get educated about how co-working actually works. Insurance ties into that. And I said, well, you know, we really should look at creating specific program both for co-working owner operators for the spaces, and then also we should look at creating a program for the members of co-working spaces, as you know, we see more and more member or more and more operators and even landlords now are requiring the members to carry at least general liability on themselves or on their company. So, you know, we scouted around a little bit and we found out that really nobody that we came across was really writing these policies the way they should be written, meaning they were A, way too expensive. They weren't looking at it like, hey, I'm just a single guy renting one office in a facility of, you know, 50 offices. So the insurance world really has a tough time understanding even how co-working even works. And it's not fair.
Found the
to
perfect
say,
arbitrage because
hey,
you get it,
yes.
And you found the yeah, company can write it
exactly. So, and yeah. It's not like, you know, it's not like every office policy or every kind. It's different. We have to look at this different, and the risk is a little bit different. But yes, we can do it. We can write it, and we have done it. You know, we've been working for the last, oh, I don't know, 6 months or so to really hammer this out. And we have a great program. We have a great program specifically for co-working owner operators, and we also have a great program for members. So, you know, here we are, we're hitting the streets running with this. I believe we're the first to market in the insurance industry with a true co-working specific product. And we're really excited about it.
Yeah, so are we. And you and I talked on the phone about, you know, how challenging it can be even today. I mean, WeWork is the largest commercial tenant in Manhattan and San Francisco, and I think London, maybe Tokyo. So it's becoming so much more prevalent, but in smaller markets, and even I think just insurance companies in general, maybe just right, it takes them a while to kind of get up to speed on how to handle a new type of product. It's challenging. And I think the other unique thing about your situation is that you're licensed in all 50 states. Because I would find folks that understood it and would write policies, but couldn't do every state. And so they were kind of not incented to do it, or, you know, just kind of a, there's no easy path. So.
Sure. And that's right. You know, we are licensed in all 50 states. We're only in the USA right now. So I have gotten some requests from Canada as well. We're not there yet. We're looking at that, but that's for another day. But right now, all 50 states. And you know what happens is if your agent is not, you know, in your state, then they run into the same problem we run into. They try to go find a broker or somebody that can do this, and we're back to square one. We have to explain, well, what is co-working?
Right, and then it's too much work.
Well, and then that's an animal on its own to get people to understand that if they're not familiar with it. But then on top of that, I'm going to throw in there, well, you know, I've got all these third parties coming in and out, and they have third parties from them coming in and out.
Right.
And, you know, we have events and maybe we have some beer on tap, and, you know, maybe we have once a week, we have a social hour, you know, all these things. You pile all that on. And from the insurance perspective, all we start seeing is risk, and we don't know where to put this. And this guy's throwing so many things at me that, you know, it creates a panic almost, you know, and then you start seeing like these massive premiums because they just don't know how to rate it. And, you know, a premium that should be, you know, $4,000 or $5,000 for the year, they're quoting it at over $10,000, and that's just not where it should be.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll dive into kind of the details here. So you provide insurance programs for both space owners and their members. So let's break that down separately. And you have specific websites, and I have the links that I'll put in the show notes so that people can easily find those. But talk about kind of what do space owners need to know about insurance for their operation? What do they need to be insuring? Yeah. What do they ask for? Yeah. How do they think about their own risk and what they should be getting coverage for?
Sure. So the most important thing is your insurance company needs to understand what you're doing. And the insurance that you should have as an owner-operator is 100% you have to have liability, right? You have to have general liability on your operations and on everything that you're doing as an owner-operator. So that doesn't just include, you know, I'm renting out or I'm selling memberships, monthly memberships to, you know, desks and offices, but what else are you doing? You know, are you doing specialty events during the day where maybe people that aren't members, are they coming into the space and meeting there? Sure they are. You know, you're going to have most likely, we did this, and I'm sure most spaces out there do that, but you rent out your conference rooms to third parties that aren't members. Yep. We need to make sure that those people are covered should anything ever happen. So general liability really is the most important, and we want to make sure that we cover any kind of incident that could happen in that. And then that way, if anybody ever does file a claim, you know, we know, hey, this happened because, you know, so-and-so third party came in and they got hurt and it's serious. And, you know, and then we say, hey, you know, we're the insurance company, so we're going to pay. That's what you pay us for.
Yep.
And that's what we're here for. So, but the general liability.
So talk to me about like just general people coming into the space without getting into events. How about member liability for members? So somebody slips in the kitchen and breaks a leg, or somebody falls off a chair in a conference room. Those are the things we're talking about.
Those are the things we're talking about. There, we do include medical expense benefit in all of our general liability quotes for co-working operators. So what that means is, you know, general liability, typically somebody's going to sue you. Somebody's really mad. They got really hurt. There's a lawsuit. It's going to be a fight. And they're asking for large amounts of money. That's separate, you know.
Okay. So,
but most of the time, yep, what's going to happen is that the scenarios you just mentioned is, you know, I slip and fall and maybe I twist my ankle. Maybe I need to go to urgent care.
Yep.
You know, either I have a health insurance or I don't. That medical pay expense benefit on our policy is going to go ahead and pay for any out-of-pocket medical expenses.
Okay.
Like that.
Got it.
Yeah.
Perfect. I just like to make sure we make this as simple as possible for anybody who doesn't know. Okay,
sure.
Great. So that's for members coming into the space. And then, yeah, talk about specialty events and folks that are not members coming into the space. What are we worried about there and what are we covering?
So we're just, first we want to make sure that, you know, as we would normal business, that our members are, you know, not doing anything that is against our rules and regulations of the space in general. However, you know, they're going to have guests. They're going to have meetings and they may want to host their own event in your space. So there's a couple of different ways we look at that. If it's an event or a meeting or some kind of conference that the space operator is actually putting on, all of that's going to be covered under the policies we write. So okay, we understand you're going to have events. We understand you're going to have people coming in and out. Typically, I like to tell my clients that if you're going to have an event that either is going to span multiple days or it's more than 250 people, at least shoot me an email or give me a call and let me know what it is you're doing, just so we can talk about it and see if there's something that we, you know, maybe should do in addition to what your ongoing policy does. Now, for third parties, and this is part of our, you know, normal everyday business that we've done, so we'll provide specialty event or event insurance for those third parties. So I have a space, right? Jamie, you want to come in. You're not affiliated with me as an operator, but you want to come in and rent my space and, you know, have 100 people, 100 guests that you're expecting. I would say, that's great. Let's do that. But I'd like you to have an event policy for liability specifically only for that event. It's very affordable. It's usually right around $100.
Yep.
So it's extremely affordable to get $1 million of coverage for that. But it gives everybody peace of mind. And then that way, the operator is protected because if anything happens in that event where a claim is made, it's going to go on that event policy.
Yep.
Your normal operating policy that you have in force all year, that's going to fall back. And we want to put that liability, I think, on that person that's coming in and doing that third party event.
So in that case, the third party event host would contact you and take out that policy?
Yeah, so it's actually even better because what we haven't talked about yet, and we'll get there, I think, well, let's talk about it now.
Okay.
So we have some pretty nice advanced technology in our backend IT. I'm actually able to give my space operators a link that can be branded to them. We can put your logo on there. We can put your, you know, all your colors, whatever you want. That link has my contact for any insurance related questions, but it looks like it's yours, right? It looks like it's your spaces. So there's two different things you get there. On the event, you have a link, and it can be for the special event, and you just go in there, you put in your name, the date you're having the event, and then it'll automatically list the operator as an additional insured. If we have to list the landlord as additional insured on that policy, we can do that automatically as well. But it's all online. You don't actually have to talk to anybody if you don't want
okay.
to.
Okay. Wow.
So it's very convenient. And the same thing happens for our co-working member liability program.
Okay.
So aside from the operators, we have a program that's specific to members. And I know a lot of spaces now, if you have a dedicated desk or, you know, offices, a lot of spaces are requiring you to have a general liability policy. So again, we run into the issue, well, you know, how do we explain this to our insurance agent? And, you know, how do they figure out
how do we tell our poor members who have no idea how to get this, that it's like a thing they need to do before they join? And you and I talked about this on the phone. A lot of times we'll put it in our member agreements. It won't be enforced. And so the coverage is not there because we don't know how to help our members handle it. We don't want to create a barrier to joining. And so it's sort of out there, but it's not enforced. And so nobody's really doing it. So yeah, so you're going to tell us how to make this easier.
So this is where it's great, right? Again, it's all online. We can have a link tailored specifically to you, or I have it right now on the website that's up where you can go right now as a co-working member anywhere in the 50 states and purchase a liability policy right now. It's under $400 for the year. I think $358 is the total out the door for the year for a $1 million general liability policy, which is a great price because one of the obstacles that members run into when they go out on their own is they go talk to someone in the insurance world and they come back with a quote of like $1,200 for the year.
Yeah, because, right, back to your, they don't really understand what they're looking for.
And now this is an obstacle, right? Because if you're saying, hey, I'm going to be a member, I'm on a month-to-month plan, and my month-to-month is maybe $499 a month, but my insurance is going to cost me $1,200.
Right.
That really becomes an obstacle.
Maybe I'll sit at my kitchen counter for a little longer.
So and all of this is online, and it's very easy. So, but even on top of that, you know, because we have this back-end database, we're able to pull reports for you. I can pull you a report of everybody in your space that has purchased the policy, and you can line that up with your membership roster. So if you see, hey, there's a gap here, you know, so-and-so didn't actually buy one yet, and it slipped through the cracks, you can find that. Every time someone buys a policy on that, you as the operator, whoever you want, really, you automatically get an email. You get an email that says, hey, you know, company XYZ just purchased a policy, and here's all their certificates. One listing you, one listing your landlord. So we try to really make this very easy, and we try to make it so it doesn't require a lot of man hours for anybody to go hunt these down and keep it all organized. And I think that's a big advantage and a big win for everybody because time is very precious and
right.
We need to not waste our time doing hunting down insurance certificates, right?
Yeah, right. And even from the member perspective, you just don't want to create friction. You want the coverage, but you don't want to make it hard for them to join. So tell me exactly, what is the operator, what is their insurance covering? Sorry, the member. What is the member's insurance covering?
Sure. So that's going to work just like the operator. It's general liability. So it's going to cover them for any kind of claims made for injury, bodily injury, damages to properties, anything they do, you know, that causes damage or harm to a person or the surrounding or the space where they're in. You also get the med pay again too. So if you have a visitor that slips and falls or gets hurt somehow, you know, you have that in addition. But it really just doubles up and it gives them that protection. And more than anything, it meets the requirements that somebody else is setting for them to be insured. I'm not saying that, you know, everybody should carry insurance, but the reality is most don't. And we tend to only seek this out when somebody else is telling us, hey, you know, you have to have insurance to be here.
Yep.
But then what happens, what I've seen happen and what I've seen with one space in particular that tried to do this before I went to Dean and came up with this program, it becomes very unaffordable. And now not only are they not going to buy insurance, but they're not going to join your space because they don't want to buy the insurance that you're requiring. And that can't happen, you know, so put my co-working operator hat back on. I don't want to lose potential members. right? I want to close every possible sale I can and get those members into my space. And insurance should not be a hurdle to do that.
And does the member insurance policy cover their belongings if there's a break-in, theft, or is that separate?
It's separate. So, okay. And we can offer that on there. It's absolutely very common to do that, but the general requirements are usually just for liability. So that's what the base policy provides. However, you can add on blanket coverage for equipment all the way up to 50,000.
Yeah. So if I'm an operator and I want to make sure that's covered, because if there is a break-in, my insurance doesn't cover the belongings of the members, right? So we want to make sure they know that and that they get coverage for it. And this is an easy way to do it. That's another example of we've always had that in our agreements, but had no good way to help them easily cover their stuff, especially, you know, startups with a lot of computer equipment and sensitive things that are sensitive. And, you know, they want to make sure they're appropriately covered. We want to make sure they're aware of it and have an easy way to get access to it.
Sure. And at the end of the day, the members should be responsible for their own equipment. It's going to be difficult unless it's something that the operator did, you know. So if it's something the operator did and it's clearly the damage was clearly because of something the operator did, then okay, we'll put that liability on the operator. But typically, if you're a member at a co-working space or any space for that matter, and you have a bunch of expensive equipment, you should insure it because, you know, it's in your best interest.
This seems clear to you, but we have had situations where we had startups with investors that also should have told them the same thing. That
oh, it happens all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but we can be helpful in that way, right? If we have an easy solution, then we feel totally comfortable talking about this requirement and encouraging them to protect themselves because we have an answer for them. This is, you know, you can get this coverage here. It's super easy. You don't even have to talk to a human.
That's right. That's right.
So, and that, you know, you, when we were talking last time, you kind of made the point because I said, oh, you know, this is a barrier if you're requiring members to have it. But, you know, your point was like, look, if you sign a commercial lease, you cannot sign, like the lease is not generally effective until you show proof of insurance. So this is, it's standard out there in the commercial real estate world.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. In the commercial real estate world, if you're going to sign a lease, you're required to have insurance.
Yeah. Like required. I remember that of signing my leases, like had to get the insurance taken care of.
Yeah. You don't get the keys.
Right.
You don't get the keys.
And I totally remember back in I signed my lease in 2011, and explaining to an insurance broker back then was so painful. I think I had to really dumb it down to what I was doing to get coverage. But so if I'm a landlord and I own the building and I'm operating a co-working space in the building, then does this become more important or not necessarily the case?
Sure. I mean, I don't know if it becomes more important because as a commercial building owner, either way, as from an owner perspective, you want to protect your investment and you want to make sure whatever's operating in there has the proper insurance coverage, mainly liability in case something should happen. Now, it does get a little bit different because the property owner is going to want to and need to carry commercial building insurance.
Yep.
That's where we kind of start to go two different ways here. Now, we can assist with that as well. I actually have a partner that I work with in the commercial building insurance world.
Yeah, but that's more standard. It's not specialty.
Yeah. That's all 50 states as well, but that's not what I run into. We don't have to look at that too often.
Yeah, I think we talked about this. Landlords may be becoming more sensitive, and as they understand the model more, may start requiring that members carry insurance. Like they want everybody to be insured.
Absolutely. They are. And I see it already. Several of the spaces that I currently have as clients, their landlord is requiring every member to have liability insurance.
Yep.
And there's just no way around that, right? I mean, if the landlord's requiring that of everybody, you have to get it.
Yep.
And you have to show it to them. And it really works just like that lease scenario we just talked about where you don't get the keys until you can show proof of insurance.
So I don't remember how much we talked about this. So hopefully I'm not asking questions too out of scope, but you talked about like having a keg in the space and it comes out at happy hour. And so does general liability cover that risk or what are the risks there and how should we think about that as operators?
Very good question. Most times people think, you know, what about alcohol? Is it covered? Is it not? A lot of times when you go and you try to explain what you're doing as a co-working operator and you get a policy from, you know, somebody that doesn't really know the business, it will not be included. However, good news, our product, liquor liability, is included. Now, there's only one rule really to that whole thing. As long as you're not selling the alcohol for a profit. You can't be selling it for a profit. If you're selling it for a profit, you have to have a license with your state and probably with your county. And we can also provide liquor liability, but that's a totally different scope. The normal co-working operations like you and I know it, where you have social hours or you have a keg, you have a tap in your kitchen. Absolutely, liquor liability is included in the coverage. And that also goes for the event policy. So if you have that third party person that wants to come in and have an event, have a party, liquor liability is covered under that policy as well.
Okay, great. And this is a very logistical, technical question about the third party event, but am I buying insurance on behalf of that person or am I sending the link to them and having them buy it? The third party that's hosting an event at my space?
Good question as well. You can do it two different ways, or both ways really. So I have clients that will actually require it in their contract where they have a built-in fee in that contract, and then they purchase the policy on behalf of that third party.
Okay, so you can do that.
Yeah, or you just, you know, send them to that link and they can purchase the policy direct.
Yep.
Either way will accomplish the same, but if you'd rather, you know, take care of it yourself and make sure it's done.
It's done, yep. Got it. Yeah. Okay, perfect. Right. And it's easy. I mean, that's another example of we've always had that in our event agreement. We don't do very many events, outside events anymore, just due to the configuration of our space. But we used to do that. And I was like, right, I have no idea how to get an event policy. So it had to be somebody who, you know, was used to doing that and had a resource themselves. So again, I think this is it's so easy and we can feel comfortable that we're covered and making it easy for the third party to get covered.
Yeah, absolutely.
What am I missing that we should be thinking about here?
Well, I think we talked about a lot of this. Again, you know, we've tried to make this really easy. So everything's 100% online. Going back to, you know, co-working operators that are out here listening to this and they're wondering, well, what's next? How do I talk to BJ or how do I find out what this is all about?
We probably have a lot of people listening who have not opened a space yet who didn't maybe know that they needed insurance. So
sure.
This is helpful. And then, right, once they, I think you and I talked about the problem is the point at which you realize you need insurance is usually when the landlord says, well, you got to have insurance before you sign your lease. And then having a panic moment. So yes, tell us how to find you.
And the good news is we can get it done pretty quick, but everything's online, right? So I don't need to send you a paper application that you have to print out and scan and figure out how to get it back to me.
Fax
it's all 100% online. So, you know, you go to our site, fdncoworking.com. It takes you to two different sections. You can either go forward as an operator or you can go forward as a member, and then it will put you through the process. As far as, you know, what does it look like for an operator? It just tells you a little bit more about the program, a lot of things we just talked about today. And then it takes you straight to an application. You put in a little bit of information that we need to know. It kicks it right back to me. It doesn't go to anybody else. All of these go directly to me. And I receive it. I review it. If everything looks good, I'll get in with my underwriter and we try to turn it around within 24 hours. And if there's questions, you know, you'll hear from me and I'll ask those questions. On the membership side, you know, really, you could click on there right now and it'll take you straight to either quote or purchase. And you can put in your information, go all the way through the end. If you want to buy the policy right then and there, you can put your credit card in, you can buy it. A minute later, you get an email with the policy documents and everything you just did. All of that is with my contact. You know, our entire co-working program right now is running exclusively through me. So even though there's 48 other people in the company, everything co-working runs through me. So you can rest assured that we understand what it is you're doing. We understand co-working and the people that I have on my team for this, they also understand it. Actually, I brought my former, I mean, she was my community manager, my assistant, my receptionist.
She was everything for
I brought her with me. She's here. She's in the office next door.
Perfect.
Yeah, I said, Mike, I'm only going to come work for you if I can bring Melissa too. Otherwise, I'm not going.
Oh, boy. Good. So she gets it too.
She does. Yeah. So no, it's easy, right? So, and this is one of my big things with my co-working space too, is how can we make it easier for people? And that's the same thing I've tried to do here. I want to make it easy for someone to come on and say, hey, I want to just get the ball rolling. So we've done that, I think, by putting it all online and making it easy to talk to us. And we don't ask for anything crazy. Like, you don't need to go get your public records, and you don't need to.
I think I was like, well, but I needed, right. Yeah. A lot of.
Yeah.
That was
I'm not going to make you jump through hoops. I really just, I need, like, you know, your contact information and a little bit about what you're doing as far as your space. How big is it? How many members do you have? You know, and that's really it. It's very straightforward and simple.
What if somebody has something unusual in their space, like a two-story slide?
Ooh, so.
Should they talk to you first? Do the online form?
We'll want to make sure we're aware of that. But the good news is, you know, we are, you know, our tagline is sports, leisure, and entertainment insurance. So we understand leisure and sports. So if you had a slide, you know, we want to know about it. But at least, you know, the good news is we're specialty insurance people. So, you know, we understand how to rate that and kind of look at that. If you have a slide in your co-working space, I'd love to come and hang out there.
Totally. Well, I was thinking, you know, your questionnaire, I was like, right, you probably want to know, I don't know, is there a, you know, do you have a coffee bar? Are you serving food? You know, you have a kitchen. I mean, some of those things would make a bigger impact, right? And then I was like, what would be really unusual? There was a startup space in Chicago that had a big slide in it. I can't remember what it was called, but I always think of that. Anyway. Perfect. Good. I think that's it. If somebody wants to find you, where can they find you online if they want to chat with you directly?
Sure. They can find me at fdeancoworking.com. There's actually an online chat on that site that goes straight
to me. Oh, that's going
it's
to you
all
too.
Me.
Oh,
yeah,
good to
like
know.
It's all me. So everything on fdeancoworking.com goes straight to me.
Okay.
There's my email, you know, and I'm sure we can put that on there, but email, phone number, I'm usually reachable multiple different ways. So.
Awesome.
You shouldn't have a problem getting a hold of me.
Good. Yeah. Well, I'm glad we connected. Thanks to your wife again. And this was really helpful because it's super important to everyone. And anyone listening is either about to need this or has needed it, maybe would like to revisit their policy to make sure they're getting the right deal and also, you know, leverage this workflow for their members. It's just like puts the easy button on the desk for that. And I also think this is an important framing thing is, instead of framing it as a sort of onerous requirement for members, it's like, look, this is a benefit. We can take this, you know, make it really easy to get the coverage that you want to have for your business with this link right here. You know, super, we've just really made this easy for you versus making it look like a requirement and a pain in the butt because they want to be covered too, right? They don't want something out of the blue to happen or have equipment stolen or, you know, things that they're not prepared for. They're trying to run their business.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, good. Awesome. Well, thank you. And I'll make sure I put all your contact info in the show notes. So if anybody needs to find you, but FDean Coworking is pretty easy to remember. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Everything Coworking. Be sure to click the subscribe button so you can stay up to date on the latest trends and how-tos. Until next time.